Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the club's latest result, and Phil Foden and Riyad Mahrez both scored twice as Manchester City thrashed Burnley to ensure Liverpool will have to wait a little longer to wrap up the Premier League title. Three first-half goals saw City on their way to the most comfortable of wins at the Etihad Stadium, with Foden's superb long-range strike opening the scoring before Mahrez's double just before the break. The Algerian's fine solo effort made it 2-0 before he added another from the spot after Ben Mee found Sergio Aguero, with the penalty being awarded by the video assistant referee. David Silva then tapped in a Bernardo Silva cross before the game really went into overdrive. Foden tapping in again in the 63rd minute with a fine finish at the far post. Foden, of course, a prodigy going forward. Many believe he'll replace David Silva long term, and Pep Guardiola has never been too shy to say that he believes he'll have a fantastic career. He believes, Foden, that it was the best game he's played in the City colours. He said, "I'd like to think it was my best performance. It's certainly one of my best games. I'm still learning every day. I've still got a long way to go. I'm still young, and I'm just happy when I put performances like that in." Some bad news, though, on the front of injuries, and Pep Guardiola has hinted that Sergio Aguero's knee injury sustained in the game could be a bad one. The game was a positive one for City, but there was a slight dampener when Aguero limped off before the interval. He was complaining of a knee injury. Guardiola had this to say: "It doesn't look good. We're going to see tomorrow. He was struggling in the last month with a problem in his knee. We will see what he has done, but it doesn't look good for the season." Aguero went down under a challenge from defender Ben Mee on the stroke of half-time. The Burnley captain ruled by VAR to have made contact with his foot. The Argentine limped off, only to be replaced by Gabriel Jesus. That's all then for the latest City headlines. We will have more news later.